This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Iranian state media reported Tuesday a stampede at the funeral for top military commander Qasem Soleimani that killed at least 32 people and injured 190 others. Tens of thousands of people had gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his trial, following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities. The state media report said the burial was postponed following the stampede. Meanwhile, ominous words from the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif. The United States, he says, is bound to receive a definitive and certain response for its outrageous act at a time and in a place where it would feel the utmost pain. I say once again, by assassinating the great martyr general Qasem Soleimani, the U.S. triggered the end of its illegitimate presence in the west of Asia. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to the Islamic State group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday that the U.S. is not withdrawing troops from Iraq, with the top U.S. military officer explaining that a letter from a senior military officer that appeared to suggest withdrawal was a poorly worded mistake. Esper said there's been no decision whatsoever to leave Iraq, no decision to leave, nor did we issue any plans to leave. A letter circulated Monday on Twitter had been sent to the Iraqi government from a commander in Iraq. In it, the commander said the U.S. respects Iraq's decision to order our departure. This is VOA News. Australia Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will pay whatever it takes to help victims of devastating bushfires in the country, which have burned millions of hectares across the three states. Morrison committed an extra $1.4 billion to a new fund that will help rebuild damaged towns and infrastructure. His government said that additional funds would be made available as needed. The announcement came as another death was confirmed in the state of New South Wales, raising the total to 25. A strong earthquake struck Puerto Rico early Tuesday morning, the latest in a series of quakes to hit the U.S. territory in recent days. The 6.4 magnitude quake was located near the southern coastal city of Ponce, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, revising its initial reading of a 6.6 magnitude. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center issued an alert immediately after the quake was reported, but it was later canceled. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more on the president's pending impeachment trial, visit our website at voanews.com. Sunday in Venezuela, the socialist lawmaker Luis Parra was installed as chief of the legislature after Congress was seized and the opposition leader blocked from entering. Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, Venezuela's ruling socialists seized Congress and handed the leadership to their own lawmaker, Luis Parra. The move is a gambit to cement President Nicolas Maduro's hold on power and sidelines the man whose staked arrival claimed to the presidency, Juan Guaido. Guaido served as opposition leader, but this move takes away the job that lets him challenge Maduro. On Sunday, Guaido was blocked from entering the building. Troops stopped him with riot shields and force. Guaido is recognized by more than 50 countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader. While Maduro is widely unpopular, but has clung to power with military support.
That's Libby Hogan reporting. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.